to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Offering my most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. I am Raghu from Team Radio Psy, and you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Psy Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. The time right now in our studio is 5 minutes to 12 noon Indian Standard Time, and the weather at Prashant Nilayam Ashram is quite comfortable. The temperatures have come down. The summer months are over. The week before, the previous week, I had played for you a conversation with Mr. Rajiv Chopra, the state president of the Sri Sathya Sai Sai organization for the North Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. The conversation that I had played was part one of the conversation. So today, as part of the segment Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you the second part of that conversation.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic, and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity, and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
There is another beautiful program, Hospital Seva, which is being organized in Lucknow. Hmm. This is being organized in the pediatric cancer ward of the King George Medical College there in Lucknow. This is a government hospital, and there is a special ward for children who are suffering from cancer.
Hmm.
Now, this was started in April 2005.
Hmm.
Now, 50 to 60 children are normally admitted in this cancer ward. And most of them are from small villages or towns surrounding Lucknow.
Hmm.
Since they are from very poor background, so they can't afford the treatment in the bigger hospitals.
Yes.
Since this is a government hospital, so they get the treatment.
Hmm.
But of course, also like most government hospitals, they are overtaxed. They don't have, sometimes there are more than one children on the same bed.
Hmm.
So there's lots that can be done. And our Seva Dal since 2010 is going every week. And every week when they go on Saturday, they provide complete fooding, which is in the form of dal, some rice, some atta. They are giving to the attendants of these patients, because the patients again are taken care of, but the attendants, they normally carry their cooking utensils and kerosene oil stove. They're carrying with them, while because this treatment is a sustained long treatment normally. Also, whenever we have our blood donation camps, most of the blood that we collect, the blood cards are given to these attendants, so that because whenever these cancer patients, these children have to be given cancer medicines, most of them, since they are malnutritioned, so they require extra blood to be given the medicines. So this blood that is collected during our blood camps, they are given to these children for administering the medicines. Now, when this seva started, it was a lot of people who went there for Seva Dal, they started crying looking at these children. Because you find some children, their one eye is swollen up, some part of the head is swollen up.
They are in very, very bad condition.
Very bad shape. And unfortunately, what is happening is that when by the time that these villagers realize that the child is suffering from cancer,
it's too late.
And at such a later stage, it's very difficult to save the child. But nevertheless, what the Sevadal is doing all along is basically to provide some kind of comfort to the patients, and also some kind of a moral support to the attendants.
To keep them happy.
Keep them happy and keep them hopeful. There are some, on occasions, our bhajan singers are going there and they perform bhajans within the ward where all the attendants join in. They give prasadam to all of them and tell them about Swami. Some of them also are inspired to find out more about Swami, and when they come to know, they feel very blessed. There is a picture of Swami which is kept there in that ward. And whenever, sometimes, because the medicines which these children need, they are some very expensive medicines. So there are Sevadal who also contribute to the purchase of these medicines, because most of these attendants cannot even afford them. So we talk to the doctor concerned, and whoever they feel, they tell us that they are really needy. So even in terms of providing them medicines, of course we don't give any money, but whenever they need any medicines or any such thing, this is provided by the Sevadal.
Okay.
So it's really a heart-touching moment when we go there and we find the kind of distress that these parents are. When they see love and hope which is given to them by the Sevadal, it really touches them. And it is really nice to see that feeling of hope in their eyes that maybe a miracle will happen and their child can be saved.
Actually, that's one part of what service does for us.
Yes.
Like when we undertake the service, like it makes us sensitized to the problems of others, makes us more sensitive, and makes us more humble.
Absolutely. I would like to share with you a small incident which happened in a western district called Bijnor. Now in December 2012, what happened was that two passengers were passing through Bijnor from Delhi. They were offloaded from the train. Since these two passengers were actually, there was a grown-up man who had become unconscious while he was on his way. And he had a small four-year-old child with him. So, since the man became unconscious, he was offloaded at a station called Najibabad, which is close to Bijnor. And then from there, he was transported to a government hospital in Bijnor.
Okay.
Now, through the media, our samiti in Bijnor came to know about this person who had become unconscious and was admitted there. So, when they went there, they were very touched and very sad to see that this person is lying unattended in the hospital. And this small child, who was clad only in a small tattered underwear, he was just lying there crying. So the samiti immediately took over the welfare of this child, provided him clothing, food, milk. And they spoke to the doctors there and said that please give this person the best possible treatment irrespective of the cost. Now, with Swami's grace, after a few days, maybe about 15-20 days, this person recovered. He came back to consciousness. And he said that I belong to Orissa. And I was going. And when we asked him, were you traveling with someone? He said, yes, I had a friend who was with me. But when I became unconscious, it seems he just left me and gone. After about 20 days of nurturing him and doing his seva, the Sevadal found out where he belonged to. So they bought him a ticket and they sent him back with the child back to his home. So that was a very nice story which I came to know when I discussed with the Sevadal.
Yes, very nice.
Now, in fact, there's another story of the same district in Bijnor. In fact, I should thank Radio Sai for that, because I came to know this only yesterday when I was talking to some Sevadal who had come from Bijnor, and I was trying to find out about some of the activities which they are doing something there. These people, the district president and some Sevadal were sitting with me, and I saw this man. I think he must be in his early 30s. So he was sitting there very quietly. He appeared to be from some rural area. So I inquired from my district president, that brother, who is this young man who is sitting there so quietly? So they said, sir, his name is Pritam and he belongs to a small, I think a slum in Bijnor.
Uttar Pradesh.
In Uttar Pradesh, Western Uttar Pradesh. So he said that this person, he and his wife, they don't have any children. But they have adopted 5 children. And the sad part is, in fact, also an amazing part is that all these 5 children, he has picked up as newborn children. Now, 3 of these children he found wrapped in a piece of cloth at various stages in some village farm in an agricultural place. And he was just passing, he heard a child cry and he went there, he found this child lying there. So these children are from the age of 4 to 15. 4 girls and a boy.
So those babies were just abandoned by their parents.
Just left there.
Okay.
By their parents. And we don't know why, but he picked them up and he brought them home. One child, one day he was coming back. He's basically, he sells milk. He's got 2 cows and he sells milk for livelihood. So one day he was coming back from his work and he heard a cry of a small child in a garbage bin.
Oh my God.
So he just went and saw this small child wrapped in a polythene, small baby. And he picked up the baby and brought him home. Then one baby girl was left at his doorstep. One day he just got up in the morning and he heard this baby crying at his doorstep. Small newborn child. Wrapped again in a small piece of cloth. So he brought that baby girl in. Now he has brought up these children today. And the first child was 15 years back.
Oh, okay.
So now he has this girl who is 15 years old. And he has 3 more girls and a boy who's 4 years old. Now all these 5 children, they are staying in his house. He's taking care of them. He has a 1-room accommodation. So all these 5 children, they are staying in that house. And Pritham and his wife stay on the terrace. They have a small tin sheet which they use as shelter. And the good part, brother, is that he has taken every pain to look after these children. In fact, he's sending them to a private school for education.
Okay.
So I inquired from Pritham that, brother, how do you take care of their needs? So he says that I sell milk and I am a part-time rickshaw puller in the day.
Not a well-to-do
person. Not at all. And then he said that the Sai organization has come forward. They support me whenever I need something.
Okay.
So during that whole discussion, I was so touched. I said, I told my brother, district president, that let us do something about this wonderful person. And we took a decision that from now on, the organization will take care of the complete education for the lifelong education of these 5 children. They should go to a good school, their clothing, their books, everything the organization will take care. And I requested the Seva Dal that as soon as they go back from Prashanti Nilayam, they should build a room at the top where he stays and a proper room with a roof, concrete roof, so that both he and his wife can stay comfortably. Pritham said that, sir, I am very happy. The children are very happy. But sometimes when I have guests, we don't have any place because the children also get very uncomfortable. So I think once we do that, with Swami's grace, Pritham and his family of these, with his wife and these 5 wonderful children, they will lead a better life. And we really thank Swami that he has given us this opportunity to serve Pritham.
This happened just yesterday, sir.
Just yesterday. And probably I would not have come to know about this if this program was not coming on air. So really, it is Swami has his ways. He does things which really we realize that when somebody has to be helped, how he just creates a situation when it happens so beautifully. Now, brother, I'd like to share with you some seva activities which are happening in the other state of Uttarakhand that comes under the purview of our organization. Now, Uttarakhand is a small state which was carved out of Uttar Pradesh some years back. SSVIP villages have been also identified in Uttarakhand. There is a village called Dhulkot, which is about 25 kilometers from Dehradun. And this was adopted in 2007. We have various programs which have been carried out there. We have fruit trees which are planted by the Seva Dal there for the villagers. Then we have these water kiosks, or piaus as they are called, which are being run by the Balvikas students of Dehradun. During the peak summer months when the villagers don't get potable water, the Balvikas children put up these kiosks and they serve water through the day to the villagers, because it is their vacations at that time.
Fresh drinking water.
Fresh drinking water. Clean drinking water. And about 20 villagers from this village come to Prashanti Nilayam regularly for giving their seva during our state's seva, which is going on nowadays. And this has been happening since 2008. So it is really wonderful. Then there are these sewing classes which are being organized for the ladies, embroidery classes. And some of these ladies have even started their own small businesses where they have become self-sustained because of the training that they were given in the sewing classes. More than 200 ladies, brother, have been trained in this village for sewing classes. There is a six-month program which is conducted. And they are all being trained, and a lot of them have become self-sustained.
Sir, please tell us something about Prashanti Seva, sir. How often you come to Prashanti Nilayam with the Seva?
We come to Prashanti Nilayam twice a year, once for 15 days in March. Of course, at that time, several states of India, they come together for the Seva. And in June, that is from 1st to 15th June, only the Seva Dal from Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand, they come to Prashanti Nilayam. And we have ladies and gents, more than 1,000 ladies and gents put together. They come here and they offer Seva to Swami. And I am really delighted to see that this year we have got a record number of Seva Dal which has come for Seva.
Oh, okay.
Even more than when Swami was with us in physical form. So it's heartening to know. So whoever says that after Swami left his body, people have got demoralized or people feel lost, I think it's not true, because I see it happening now. Since last year, the numbers have started increasing, and this year, the record number of Seva Dal have come.
Okay, that's nice.
And it's really very encouraging for me.
In fact, many new Seva Dals also have come, I think.
Yes, almost 150 gents and the same number of ladies have come to Prashanti Nilayam for the first time.
First time, wow.
Yes. And in fact, yesterday I had a small meeting with some of these Seva Dal. And it was very enlightening to know, because I said, you have never seen Swami in physical form. So what brings you to Prashanti Nilayam?
Yes.
And I was really touched to see what they had to say. They were saying that we have not come because we have to take darshan of Swami. It is only that because the Sai organization has been offering such wonderful seva to us in our villages or in slums. And we just wanted to come to the abode where Sai Baba is. And some of them didn't even know where Kulwanth Hall is. Some of them did not even know where the Samadhi was. They were just doing their duty.
As a token of love and gratitude.
Totally.
Yes.
And they said that having come here, the experience that we are getting in Prashanti Nilayam, we could have never imagined. The kind of ananda we get, the kind of love we feel, and the whole atmosphere of Prashanti Nilayam is something that we could have never imagined sitting in our villages. So it was really nice. And today we are having a similar meeting with our sisters who have come for the first time. So they all have, again and again they said that we are going to come every year now and we are going to bring our friends, our relatives when we come next year. So it's really nice. It's a wonderful feeling that, of course, a lot of Seva Dal who have seen Swami in his physical form, who have had the pleasure and the occasion to have his darshan, to hear him, it's different for them. But for these people who have never seen Swami, for them to come in such large numbers and with so much devotion, it is really a miracle of Bhagwan.
So now so many service activities are happening. Like every good work will have obstacles. So are there any challenges that you face during these service activities?
Yes, I will. It is not possible, because I think challenges are there in everything that we do. And when we face them and we come out of those challenges, we always feel stronger and we feel Swami's presence.
Yes.
So it is there, brother. We have a lot of challenges in terms of manpower, because today a lot of activities require time require commitment.
Mm. And even funds will be a challenge.
Even funds is a problem, yes. Mm. We have people who come forward, and of course we plan our activities based on the funds that are available to us.
Mm.
But sometimes when we feel that a good project or good work has to be done and funds are not available, we find to our amazement that Swami organizes someone, someone comes forward, and he just offers that you do the work and don't worry about funds.
Mm.
So things are happening. In fact, even when our Seva Dal are coming for Prashanti Seva, some of them are from a background who cannot even afford a railway ticket to come.
Mm.
So there are people who subsidize their coming, they even pay 100% of their rail fare. Mm. Of course, once they are here, Swami takes care of all their needs,
yes.
Their accommodation, their food, everything is taken care of. But their coming up and down from their villages is taken care of by other devotees who feel that this itself is a seva because they themselves cannot come. So they sponsor these Seva Dal and they come here and offer seva. So there are challenges, especially in young people today, we feel challenges also that they have so many pressures, so many commitments for their education, career, that they find very little time. But what is heartening is that a lot of these young boys and girls, when they come for seva, they find so much peace because they find where they are working, there's so much of corruption, so much of negativity, that when they come for seva in the organization, the love they get and the feeling of satisfaction that they feel when they serve someone without any reciprocation from their side.
Mm.
These people who are served, the way they look at them, the way they feel satisfied, it is really, they keep coming back. So Swami takes over, really. I mean, there are challenges, but there's nothing that is beyond Swami. Mm. So we feel that whenever we feel a challenge, we just pray to Bhagwan, and He is there to take care of it all.
Okay, sir, before concluding, do you want to share something more?
Yes, I have told a lot about the seva in our state. But there's one little incident which I'd like to share with all the listeners.
Mm.
This happened, our Seva Dal was coming this time. They left Lucknow on the 28th of May to come to Prashanti for the Seva.
The Seva which starts from 1st June to 15th of June.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So there was this Seva Dal by the name of Mr. S.S. Tiwari, who was traveling from Lucknow to Dharmavaram. And he's a retired Air Force officer. Now, when he was coming, the train stopped at a station called Ramakundam. It's a small place in Andhra Pradesh.
Mm.
And he was sitting in his compartment, and there was this old lady sitting opposite him, and she requested him that, please get me some drinking water, because it seems there was no water on the train.
Mm.
Now, Mr. Tiwari, normally he doesn't get off the train for these kind of things.
Mm.
But when he saw the thirst on the face of this old lady, he could not stop himself. He got down. And when he went to get the water, because of the huge rush at the station, it took him some time to get the water in the bottle.
Mm.
Now, when he got back, and as he was alighting the train started moving.
Mm.
And his foot slipped.
Uh-huh.
Now, this gentleman, he fell off the train.
Uh-huh.
And his leg got badly damaged.
Oh,
his head hit the ground and he became unconscious.
Mm.
Now, unfortunately, what happened was that in that compartment, in that coach where he was, there was no other Seva Dal. All of them were in some other coach.
Okay.
So nobody even realized what had happened. Now, after some time when the train had left, the railway authorities saw this man's lying down on the side of the railway track.
Unconscious
and his leg profusely bleeding.
Mm.
So they picked him up and took him to the local railway hospital. And they took his mobile, and the first number that they could see, they rung up that number. It happened to belong to a devotee in Lucknow.
Oh.
And they informed that this has happened.
Oh.
So then that devotee called up some of the people who were traveling in the train.
Oh.
And through them, I got a call around 8:30. I was already in Prashanti Nilam at that time, on the 30th.
Oh.
So I came to know, and I was told that this person is there and he is in very bad shape.
Mm.
Now, there was no way, because we were all so far away from that the place. So I took a call to Brother Chalam, who is the state president of Andhra Pradesh.
Yes.
And I called him and I requested him, brother, one of our brothers is in very bad condition. Mm. Please do something.
Mm.
I tell you, brother, the way Brother Chalam responded, and his entire team of Seva Dal, their state coordinator for Seva, they immediately rushed to Ramakundam through their local samiti there. They took Brother Tiwari and lifted him and put him onto an ambulance and drove him down to Hyderabad. It was about a 4-hour journey. There were some doctors with him. They traveled through the night, brought him to Hyderabad, put him onto the one of the best hospitals there, into an ICU, and he got some wonderful treatment. And within a few hours, he was comforted. And of course, a very sad part is that because of the injury to his leg, his almost 6 inches above his foot had to be amputated.
Okay.
But fortunately, with Swami's grace, he was saved. He had a lot of head injuries, but Swami took care. Nothing serious happened. He came back to his consciousness about 12 the next day. In fact, he spoke to me the next evening. And I am really touched, brother. This can only happen in the Sai organization.
Yes.
The way our Seva Dal brothers in Andhra Pradesh looked after Mr. Tiwari, I have no words to thank them. They were so caring. In fact, a few days later, his son-in-law, Mr. Tiwari's son-in-law, came and he rang me up and he said, I don't know why I have come here, because the way these gentlemen are looking after my father-in-law, even I couldn't have looked after him.
Wow, nice.
In fact, he needed some blood for the surgery. And immediately, the Seva Dal there got together. They did not even inform me that there was blood required or something. Although there were 2 Seva Dal from our state who were there. They were living in Shivam there.
Okay.
And they were there with the patient. But they did not inform anyone. They just on their own, they organized for the blood. They organized for everything. And today, with Bhagwan's grace, Mr. Tiwari is feeling much better. So, through this program and through Radio Sai, I would like to convey my heartfelt gratitude to Brother Chalam and all the Seva Dal of Andhra Pradesh who have done such a wonderful seva. And they have shown beyond doubt what Swami's love can do.
Yes.
That Swami's love knows no boundaries. Swami's love does not have to come only to those whom we know. They have never met Mr. Tiwari before.
Yes,
but the love and the care that they gave to him is really love in action.
In fact, this episode clearly defines Vasudeva Kutumbakam, like the entire humanity is one family.
Absolutely.
And we are all children of our Divine Father, who is Bhagwan Baba.
Yes, it is really wonderful.
Thank you for sharing with us this. Do you want to share anything more?
Thank you, brother. It's all I can say. I thank you and the entire team of Radio Sai for the wonderful experience of coming here. And thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts. And I do hope that I get an opportunity to come again and spend some more time with you. Thank you so much.
Sai Ram, you just heard an episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we brought to you the second part of a 2-part conversation with Mr. Rajiv Chopra, the state president of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization of the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. In this conversation, he shared with us the different service activities undertaken by Sai devotees in Uttar Pradesh. This was first featured as part of our Thursday live broadcast on 6th June 2013. And please do send in your feedback and comments, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.
Thank you.